AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Folks from Connecticut to Maine must feel like they're on a merry-go-round this winter.
We are used to storms, but, you know, we are, you know, people do wear out. They're getting tired. We've had crews out remove snow just to get snowed on again.
Travis Hingen, a spokesman for the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, says another storm moving up the East Coast is going to dump 8 to 14 inches of snow in southern New England, up to 2 feet in Maine. Drew Bolduc, who lives in Augusta, Maine, says road crews are running out of room to push the snow, which is piled 10 feet high from three previous storms in the past month.
There's a lot less packing. They're having a hard time keeping the streets, you know, widened and stuff for the next storm because there's no more room.
Flights for Sunday morning have been canceled at Logan International Airport in Boston, so has rail, bus, and ferry service. Police in Copenhagen are looking for at least two gunmen who left two police officers wounded and one person dead in two separate shootings on Saturday and Sunday.
We don't know the number of actual number of persons. What we do know is that we have two different incidents in Copenhagen, and in that aspect, we're looking for the guys or the girls who did it.
Police in Copenhagen have killed a man at a train station who shot at them. They're trying to determine if he's connected to the two earlier shootings. Ukrainians are hoping the latest ceasefire holds. It went into effect about 7 hours ago. No word yet on how effective it is. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports Russia has circulated a draft resolution in the UN Security Council endorsing the ceasefire and calling on all parties to respect it.
The UN Security Council has met close to 30 times on the issue of Ukraine, but little has come from it. Russia, as a permanent council member, has veto power over any proposed action it dislikes and has often used it in the past.
The council meets Sunday. This is AP Radio News. President Obama is sending his labor secretary to California in hopes of ending a contract dispute that has turned waters offshore from ports in Los Angeles all the way up the coast to Puget Sound in Washington State into huge parking lots for container ships awaiting space at the docks.
With dozens of loaded cargo ships waiting in the waters off the 29 ports from L.A. to Puget Sound, President Obama is dispatching Labor Secretary Tom Perez to meet with the unions and the port operators in an effort to find a way to end their dispute. The two are at odds over a number of issues. A White House spokesman says the hope is Perez can convince both sides to quickly settle their differences. I'm Tim McGuire.
Employers are locking out workers who man the cranes that lift cargo on and off ships from Asia, saying they have slowed down work as a bargaining tactic. The union denies that allegation. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.